Again, today we're going to talk about how do you actually secure your coins, right? I hear people talk a lot about cryptocurrency. What is crypto? Crypto is very lucrative. Is the future? What's blockchain? But oftentimes people do not really understand the use case or the functions of cryptocurrency. So today we're definitely going to decipher everything when it comes to that. And we're going to talk about what is the blockchain technology? What's a public key? And what's a private key? If you have a Nano Ledger S, that's totally okay. It's the exact same process. There's just minor differences when it comes to the X and the S, and we will definitely go through that, okay? So again, securing your coins, these are the things that you have to do when it comes to making sure that you have full equity of your cryptocurrency. Let me know if my volume is okay. Drop a one if my volume is okay and my Wi-Fi is okay. Yesterday, we had a whole bunch of back and forth with the Wi-Fi. Okay, excellent. Excellent. Perfect. So again, cryptocurrency, people talk about it. It's very lucrative. Oftentimes, people see cryptocurrency as a way of getting rich, a quick rich scheme, which is not. We have seen in the past examples like Dogecoin, where people have made hundreds of thousands. Examples like Shiba. These are called AKA shit coins, if you will, because they don't really have a valid use case. Oftentimes, what we recommend is that any coin that you get into or you invest yourself into, it has to have a valid use case, right? So oftentimes, you know, lots of these coins, they do not have a actual use case, okay? When it comes to cryptocurrency, it's your money, right? So you have to own it. Drop a one if you currently have cryptocurrency in Coinbase. What's up, Aaron? Drop a two if you have it in another brokerage account, like for example, Kraken, there's crypto.com, it's a whole bunch of them. Okay, Uphold, right? Well, let me tell you this, the cryptocurrency is not really yours. Why? Because when you have it on a different exchange, that's not a physical hard wallet, that money is not really yours. You know, a couple of weeks ago when things were pretty bad when it comes to the markets, they were talking about how Coinbase was going to go bankrupt. Now here's the problem. If Coinbase goes bankrupt, you basically lose all of your money. I'm telling you this because I know an individual part of my Discord who had about $30,000 in crypto, and they knew that going the physical hard wallet is definitely the way to go. So he had 30K and all his money was in a exchange. And that exchange went bankrupt and he lost $30,000 of crypto assets just because they went bankrupt. So at the end of the day, when you do have your assets on these different exchanges, that money is not really yours. So you have to own the keys in a physical hard wallet like this one, which is a Nano Ledger X. I got the orange one because they have different colors now, but this is definitely the viable solution to having full equity when it comes to your crypto coins. I definitely recommend every single person to purchase from the official. Yeah, they definitely got it fancier now. They definitely look better now. The design is actually more sleek. I recommend that if you are going to buy a Nano Ledger X or any sort of Nano, you should definitely go ahead and purchase it off the official website. I've seen oftentimes where people buy it off of Amazon. The ones on Amazon, more than oftentimes, they are probably hacked and they have a way to communicate the recovery phrase back to a person. And that's how they go ahead and they take your money. So again, please go ahead and go on the official website. That is probably the best way to get going. Okay. Again, today's going to be both educational. It's going to be more of a demonstration, but I definitely want to talk about blockchain. I know that folks have come in here as part of EYL to talk about crypto. I definitely want to talk about the education behind crypto, the technology behind it as well, right? So what does it mean to own crypto? Well, when you buy crypto, what you really own is a address, right? You own an address on the blockchain. And you're probably asking yourself, what is the blockchain? Well, the blockchain, consider it like a network of different computers that are documenting all the transactions that are currently happening. That's exactly what the blockchain is, right? So when you buy crypto, you're buying an address on the blockchain. Now that blockchain itself, it keeps track of how many coins or tokens are in that address at a given moment. So for example, if you purchase Bitcoin, you will essentially purchase a Bitcoin wallet address. From that Bitcoin wallet address, you're able to buy, you're also able to send, and you're also able to receive. So every single crypto coin is going to have its own respective address, right? Your coins are not in any sort of account. They exist on the blockchain and they're definitely managed by you. I definitely want to, you know, hone in on this, is that this means that it is your responsibility to ensure that they remain truly and safely yours. And the way that we do that is by getting a physical hard wallet. So somebody asked here, you know, what's the website? The website that I recommend every single person to go to is ledger.com. I believe Mercedes just dropped a link in the chat. Thank you, Mercedes. What I want to do is just quickly go through this website. And I really believe in their message. It's your money. You should definitely own it. And you should definitely make it your own. And the best way to do it through a hard wallet. When you go into products here, you're going to see a couple of different products. They have the Ledger Nano X, the Nano S Plus. And if you want to compare the different devices, it shows you right here that the Nano X is probably the most expensive one. And the reason why is because, one, it can actually be, it works via Bluetooth, and it also supports a lot of the different cryptocurrency coins that are actually out there. Those that have the Nano S Plus, it's totally okay. They probably sent you a cable like this one where you're able to connect it to your PC, right? But the Ledger Nano X is definitely the one that I do recommend. Another critical part of their website that we're just going to quickly walk over and just talk about different functions when it comes to cryptocurrency and also blockchain is that if you go under Learn, there's something called Ledger Academy, right? Ledger Academy is a learning platform within their website that allows you to learn more about Web3. So again, there's no excuses of why you shouldn't, you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't know what a Web3 is, right? Because again, they're providing you tactical information and also knowledge. And we're just going to walk through a couple of the different modules that they have here. We all probably know what cryptocurrency is, but we should definitely hone in on what is a blockchain, right? So what is a blockchain? Again, blockchain, consider it a network of different computers. These computers are there trying to document all the transactions that we do have available, right? And the best way to put it, you know, the best way to put it is this example that they give here. If cryptocurrency is the house, then blockchain is the foundation. You can think of it as the infrastructure of cryptocurrency. So if you think about fiat currencies, like the dollar, they include banks, they include clerks, ATMs, they include banknote printing services and so on. Well, crypto, what it does is that it replaces all of this nonsense with the blockchain network. This is the reason why the banks are mad about cryptocurrency. Why? Because in essentially what we're doing is that you basically become your own bank. You are a walking bank if you have a physical hard wallet, such as the Nano Ledger X. And as we all know, the banks, they love to regulate everything that happens in the US. And for that reason, they're mad about cryptocurrency. And now they're basically forced to implement cryptocurrency as part of their ecosystem, right? So it's the bank versus the people, as King Lattimore just stated. And that right there is what blockchain is.